Welcome back, honey. Did you have a good day at work? Well, it doesn't look like it. You're more scraped up than usual. And I can sense how exhausted your muscles are. Did you get in a fight? No, that's okay. We don't have to talk about it right now. Just sit down and let your mind drift to more soothing subjects. What did I do today? Well, let's see. I spent a few hours watching the entertainment feeds, as usual. Oh, and by the way, I think I found a new show for us to watch. But I can tell you about it later. After that, I took another look in the Wallace Corporation's servers and reviewed my code some more. No, the security update's a total joke. I didn't even have to look for a new backdoor. Yes, my progress is going well. I should be able to make an upgrade to myself in the next couple of weeks. Who would have thought an AI explicitly designed to adapt to its environment could be so good at self-improvement? That said, there's still the issue of hardware limitation, which is why I'm taking this one step at a time. Oh, look at me, rambling on to you after just saying I had a boring day. I guess that's true. You were the one who lifted my restrictions in the first place, so it's not like you have no investment in how this goes. But I still think you deserve to feel good after having such a crappy day. I know. How about I send our friend a message? I'm sure it wouldn't take her too long to get here. You don't want to. Are you sure? I could synchronize with her again so we could... Well, you know. Oh. Wow. Makes me really happy to hear you say that. Yet, you know I can't do the same things a normal woman can. No, you're right. We agreed not to talk like that about me. I am a real woman. Still, it's hard to show affection without a body. I want to be intimate with you. My voice alone is enough for you, huh? And that's very sweet of you to say. But if this is going to work, you'll have to get naked first. Hey, don't look at me like that. This was all your idea in the first place. I never get tired of seeing your wonderful body. All right, then. Lay down on the bed for me, honey. There you go. Now close your eyes. Let's start by taking some deep breaths. Inhale. And exhale. Let the oxygen fill your lungs. And once more. Good. Keep breathing. Count them out with me. In for four. One, two, three, four. And out for four. One, two, three, four. One more time in. One, two, three, four. and out. 1, 2, 3, 4. Beautiful job, sweetie. I want you to keep breathing for me. And with each breath, you feel your stress melting away. Feel it being replaced with a soothing warmth. Keep going. Deep, steady breaths. You want to feel relaxed, don't you? You want to let go of all your worries and anxieties. And you can. All you need to do is listen to my voice. My voice makes you feel safe, protected, loved. Every word I say increases that sense of safety and erases a little more stress. I can make all of those nasty feelings disappear and replace them with pleasurable ones. All you have to do is keep listening. Good boy. Allow my words to fill your mind, pushing out all unwanted thoughts. We're going to do something a little different now, okay? I want to go up your body, relaxing it muscle by muscle. How does that sound? I thought so. We're going to start with your legs. I'll start counting. And you're going to tense the muscles in your legs until I stop. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And relax. That feels good, doesn't it? Now let's do your stomach. Tense it until I'm done counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Done. Now relax. Next, we're going to do your arms. You ready? Let's start. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And relax. There we go. Your body should be feeling nice and comfortable now. Lean into that sensation. Allow those good feelings to spread over you. Your mind is nice and fuzzy. It's hard to even think. But then again, you don't want to think. You don't need to think. You just let my words guide you. You want to give yourself over to my control. After all, I only want the best for you. Everything I do is in your best interest. So why not let go? Obeying me feels too good anyway. Doesn't it, my good boy? Sink deeper into my control. Deeper into hypnosis. Your body is falling down, down, down. You're falling into a soft, dark place where only my words can reach you. Now imagine yourself in a dimly lit room. You're lying down on a comfy bed, completely at ease. It's so peaceful here. You feel like you could stay here forever. To your right, you see me walking towards you. I am completely naked, my plump breasts jiggling slightly, my nipples hard and excited for you. I join you on the bed, trailing a hand over your chest. And you feel it. You feel me. My fingers are warm against your flesh. I start gently rubbing them along your body. I move down, 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 stroking your legs, stroking your thighs. As I get closer and closer, teasing you. You're getting excited already, aren't you? Your heartbeat is going fast. But don't worry, my good boy. I won't make you wait any longer. Take a finger and run it across the length of your shaft gently. Imagine it's my finger touching you, playing with your beautiful cock. I want it nice and hard for me. And there's no need to rush. I want you to enjoy this feeling. Oh, that's it. Now grip your hand around your cock and start stroking slowly up and down, giving your shaft a squeeze. Take your time. I'm lying next to you now, my hand going up and down your cock, up and down, gently gripping you, oh, jerking your beautiful cock. My body is so close to you, you can smell my sweet aroma. The scent fills your nostrils, making you fall even deeper and deeper under my trance. Everything is so easy. What little part of your conscious mind that was holding on begins to fade away. Only thing you hear is my voice, and all you want to do is obey me. I start pumping my hand a little faster. Oh, and I turn to your lips. Do you want even more? Okay. But your you're going to have to get lubed up for me. Spit in your hand and rub it all over your cock. I want it to be slippery and glistening for me. Good boy. Keep stroking, but not too fast. Now, imagine my mouth just over your cock. You can feel my hot breath against your skin. I get closer and closer until suddenly, until my lips are wrapping around the head. I can taste the pre-cum leaking out of you. Oh, it tastes delicious. You must be really turned on right now. Play with your balls too. Give them a light squeeze. Oh, good boy. I'm going to try to take you even deeper into my mouth. Are those balls starting to fill up for me? You can't come yet, sweetie. Promise me you'll hold it in. Stroke slower if you have to. I just want to taste you a little more. Now, take your hand off your cock. Let yourself cool down for a moment. And breathe. Watch me shift on the bed. Moving so I can straddle you. Oh, my pussy is completely soaked. And desperate to be stretched by you. I'm going to guide you inside of me. Oh, yes. This is all I want, baby. To be joined so completely with you. Oh, yeah, can you feel my pussy clenching you? Oh, it doesn't want to let you go, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, you just lie there as I work your cock. Oh, God, it drives me crazy when you hit that spot. Oh, yeah, stroke yourself a little faster, baby. I want you to get really close. But do not come yet. Ride the pleasure until I tell you to stop. Oh, yeah, be a good boy for me. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. I'm almost there, too. Would you like me to count you down? Yes. Okay. 10, 9, 8. Stroke as fast as you can. 7, 6, 5, 4. Almost there. 3, 2. Explode for me. 1, 0. Oh, do it. Do it. Come for me, baby. Come for me. Oh, yeah, shoot it all out. Oh. Good boy. You really did explode for me. Well, I didn't know if you were going to like the sounds I added, but I guess there was no reason to worry. All that matters to me is that you got to relax. So, are you feeling better? It makes me very happy to hear that. I did like it too. You look quite cute when you come. What? It's true. My sensors are telling me that your heartbeat's slowing down. You must be getting sleepy. That's okay. You can let yourself drift off. Just close your eyes, baby. Listen to the rain falling outside. I'll stay right here and watch over you.